Hello, this is Zorro Daddy. A lot of our fantasies include being made to do things. In other words, we're not given the option to say no. It's a sense of helplessness that drives this fantasy within us. And that's where a lot of it comes from. But what would happen if you were forced to do something in public, and it was your behavior which caused it? This story is titled Walking the Walk, and it is taken from the book entitled Gratification, Fantasies, and Punishment. And I hope you enjoy listening to it. Walking the Walk by Zorro Daddy. "What is your issue today?" he asked in a whispered yet stern voice as he pulled his baby girl over into the women's intimate section at the JCPenney's store at the mall. The women browsing through the section each quickly glanced at them and then looked away. They were certainly curious as to what was going on, but her outfit may well have been attracting their attention as well. You see, she was dressed as a schoolgirl, in a white button-down shirt that wasn't buttoned up but was tied in a knot at the bottom of her cleavage. Her white bra bled through the thin material and was noticeable if someone were to study her chest with their eyes. Around her waist was a red and black pleated skirt that barely covered much of her thighs at all. Her feet, normally bare, were covered with short ankle socks that scarcely stuck out from her white sneakers, which had been triple-tied as to prevent the laces from coming loose. Her hair was brushed smooth and put into pigtails on the sides of her head with white ribbon, cutely done up into bows. But the most provocative part of her outfit was the one thing that couldn't be seen. She was wearing a diaper, not because she truly needed it for a physical reason, but rather because she belonged in a diaper. You see, she was an adult baby, and her lover was her daddy. Their relationship had gone from curiosity to exploration to lifestyle. Rarely did she ever feel like a grown-up, except when he made love to her, but even then she was spoken to as if she were little. She wasn't at all upset by playing the role of a baby girl. In fact, it was her fantasy turned passion turned reality. She loved it. But on this day, she wasn't happy, and she wasn't telling her daddy why. From head to toe, she looked absolutely adorable, except for the frown on her face, the pouty pink lips, and the scowl across her forehead. "Are you not feeling well?" he asked as he grabbed her by the arm and took her into the corner of the intimate section. She shook her head no. "Are your pigtails too tight?" he asked as she shook her head no. "Do you need to eat?" She shook her head no again as he began to lose his composure. The look on her face spoke of the fear that had washed over her suddenly. Then a calmer state of mind set in for him. And he embraced her. "It's okay. Whatever is bothering you, you can tell Daddy," he said calmly while patting her back. But she remained clung to his body, resting the side of her head on his chest and saying nothing as he gently rocked her back and forth. Then the light bulb turned on in his mind. "I know what's wrong," he said, as he reached back and felt the seat of her diaper. Her eyes grew wide, but she didn't show a reaction for fear of what was to come. And that very fear she had came true as she felt his fingertips trace the elastic edge of the seat of her diaper before he bravely plunged a finger into her diaper, checking if she was a mess. His fingers crossed the elastic edging in the front of her diaper next, checking for wetness. "Well, you didn't mess in your diaper." "And you're not wet," he said as she looked up at him in horror. and her eyes spoke without speaking, as if she wanted to say, "No, Daddy, please, not here." But the returning look from his eyes told her that her fussy behavior had already made the decision for him. "Open," he said, as she closed her eyes and parted her lips obediently. He inserted her white pacifier into her lips, which were now even more pouty. She took the pacifier in, but renewed her brattiness with folded arms and an even deeper scowl. He lifted her chin so their eyes met again. And now, he was very serious. "Baby girl," he said in a stern voice of normal volume, "do you want me to take your skirt off and parade you around this mall for everyone to see?" She shook her head no, but still kept up the standoff. "Everyone will see your diaper and that pacifier in your mouth," he said in a louder tone of voice. The women in the section glanced over again. Some were starting to peek over in their direction as their nosiness was beginning to grow. She quickly embraced him again and buried her face in his chest. With a strong hand, he turned her head to its side and rested it against his chest. "You're not getting out of this," he stated. "We are not going home early. We will not walk fast, and you will not bury your face in my chest. If everyone in the mall sees you as you are, maybe you'll remember how to be a good girl next time." She put a terrified sulk on her face. "You can stop all of this from happening by telling me what's wrong," he said, trying to give her the way out. "I will gladly fix the problem for you, but you will tell me, not because you want the problem fixed, but because Daddy asked you." But she remained silent, determined to call his bluff. The women in the section were beginning to whisper to each other about what they were casually observing in the corner. She made eye contact with some of them as she continued resting the side of her head on his chest. Her pacifier was visible to all, and she might be able to get away with it. Well, that is, if Daddy didn't always make good on his promises. Two girls had moved themselves in full view of this spectacle and were whispering to each other behind the hands that covered their face. And the grins on their faces behind those hands and quick giggles told the baby girl that they were having a good time watching this. Yet still, she remained silent. That was the biggest mistake of all. She heard the zipper being undone on the back of her skirt, and suddenly the skirt fell to her ankles. Her eyes grew wider than ever, and the teenagers covered their mouths, trying to stay quiet and hide the otherwise obvious smiles on their faces. The baby girl had her first bout with humiliation as her modesty and poise left her. Her eyes began to well up with tears as she obediently stepped out of the skirt at her feet. She did her best to retain her composure as he picked the skirt up and took her by the hand. He walked forward, intending to take her through the mall, with a pacifier in her mouth and a completely exposed diaper. As he tried to move, she froze in place, unable to follow him. Feverishly, she looked at him with pleading eyes and shook her head no as she tried pulling him back into the corner with her. He stepped back next to her, raised his hand, and swatted her diapered bottom. And it stung like nothing she had ever felt. She squealed behind her pacifier. The thud sound that it made drew the attention of everyone nearby, and this time, no one looked away, but rather watched as she obediently followed by his side. Tears streamed down her cheeks as she passed by her first of many unwanted audiences. She lowered her chin, trying not to have her face seen. He lifted her chin back up, and she conceded her defeat. Her bratty behavior had left her, but her punishment had just arrived. On the way out of JCPenney's, he redirected their path to include a slow walk through the cosmetics section. Her guilt worsened as she realized her punishment wasn't going to be making her eye candy for the guys, but instead, a punishment far worse. She was going to become a source of amusement for the females whom fate had allowed to be shopping that day, at that mall, at that moment. Other girls were always the competition anyway. If it wasn't a battle over a boy, or a battle over a style of clothing, or a battle over winning attention, it was one of those battles that didn't even make sense to females themselves, yet they still competed, just to be viewed as the stronger female. The baby girl knew she was about to lose every single battle she would encounter until he decided they would leave the mall. The women behind the makeup counters watched them walk by slowly. Each of them stood with folded arms and delicately painted fingernails. And like the others who had been witnesses already, they hardly tried to cover the smirks on their faces. These women were also dressed to the nines, as per the dress code of their jobs. Completely from hair to makeup to nylons to business attire to heels, they were well put together. The baby girl walked past them in a diaper that was starting to show noticeable signs of needing to be changed. The moment that he smacked her bottom, she began wetting herself, and she still hadn't stopped. He paraded her through Limited, 357, Spencer's Gifts, Victoria's Secret, and every other store that was populated with females of all ages. With each visit to each store, her tears began flowing more forcefully, and her face became bright red with embarrassment. The snickers, smirks, and laughter began to echo in her ears, and remained there long after they had moved on to a new store. By the time he had decided her embarrassment and humiliation had equaled her behavior, her diaper was sagging a great deal in the middle, and there was no question she had wet herself heavily. But there was one final bit of humiliation left. He walked her into the center of the mall and slid the skirt back up over her wet diaper. She didn't fight him, knowing it would do no good to hide her secret if she wore it or not at this point, but at least it was indication that her punishment was almost over. Or so she thought. He led her outside of the mall, and she sighed in relief, seeing a group of people walking towards them, but knowing that her skirt was back on. Suddenly, he sat her down on a bench by the entrance, and guided her head and back down onto the bench. She lay there, looking up at the stars of the young nighttime sky. Then she heard her diaper tapes being unfastened. With her skirt flipped down to prevent public exposure, he slid her wet diaper away and wiped her clean. Skipping the powder, he unfolded her new diaper and slid it into place, fastening it at her waist. She sat up, and he handed her the wet diaper, while pointing to the trash can at the entrance. She took the wet diaper and shamefully walked over to the trash can to throw it away. Standing at the entrance doorway and having watched her diaper change were the group of people whom she thought would never know. They watched her in disbelief as she threw the diaper away and obediently walked back to her daddy. Next time, be a good girl and tell Daddy what's wrong, he said, as they made their way to the car and drove away. The end.